So I think maybe you see where I'm heading because, again, I know breast cancer is completely different, but there's a whole numeracy out there in how people view minimal increases. And again, here we're not necessarily talking about in breast cancer, you have metastatic disease and it's not curable. One other issue that I hear a lot from general medical oncologists who don't see anywhere near the number of cases that people in academic centers is a real concern about bleomycin. And I'm curious, you know, they just can't predict it. Most of them have had a case. How much is that abrogated by using response-adapted ABVD? Do you still see sporadic cases of severe pulmonary toxicity?
Yeah, so in patients who were on, let's say, for example, the RAFL study, in which PET-negative patients had the omission of bleomycin, the omission of bleomycin was statistically significant and beneficial in terms of pulmonary events when you compare the ABVD arm versus the bleomycin omission arm. And that we certainly can see occasional cases in the first two cycles. Predictability of bleomycin-related lung toxicity is not an easy thing, and it can occur even with the first cycle. And it can occur 6 months after completion of therapy. So it is not a predictable toxicity. However, it does appear that the omission of bleomycin after two cycles of ABVD, if you are PET negative, suggests that those patients have a significantly lower rate, and in fact, a very low rate of pulmonary toxicity compared to patients who get six cycles of bleomycin with their therapy.